KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us, and we talk a little bit about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and I even ask them a little bit about music. So joining me today is Delaney Kelser. Welcome, Delaney.
Hello.
Delaney, what do you do at the U of A?
Right now, I am working on a stress response research, and I'm working with C. elegans, which are like little microscopic worms, and I'm putting them under different cellular stress in order to...
Okay, how do you stress out a worm? Like, what does a worm have to worry about?
Well, it's like more like cellular stress, so they're like trying to figure out how all these stresses affect their lifespan, and then my goal is to eventually combine them, since no one really has done research into like combinations of stress and how they affect lifespan.
Right, because there's different kinds of stress. So
yeah, there's a bunch of different stress. Several people in my lab are working with oxidative stress, and there's ER stress. There's just so many different types of stress that we can like look into. Our goal is to find how it affects C. elegans, and then from there, we're going to take this data and test it in mice. And then once we get good data from our mice work, we then are planning on testing in humans. So it's like kind of a full circle going back to humans, and we're trying to pretty much just extend lifespan in humans. And yeah, and ultimately, when you reduce stress, you're going to reduce a lot of disease, especially like neurodiseases that are affected by cellular stress. Like I know like Alzheimer's, they're saying, has a connection. Cancer has a connection with cellular stress.
Have we scientifically established that yet? Like it's 2020. Are we there yet that stress is not good?
I feel like yes, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, pretty much the whole point is to like stress them out. And then once we get like a good level of stress, we're supposed to be able to combat it.
You're also studying the recovery.
Yeah, I haven't reached that point yet. Right now, I'm just studying like how stress affects lifespan and how a combination of stress affects it. But that is the ultimate goal.
Could you kind of give me a little bit of a backstory on these worms, like C. elegans?
Yes, they're used because they're really good models for like the human system. So they're very similar into like the way they function. They have a lot of like the same and like structures to like a human cell, and like it's easy for us to like see how these stresses affect them on like a small scale, because it's a lot easier to track them in something so like small and minute, and then be able to like go to bigger things.
If you want to know the answers to the big questions, you got to look at the little things.
Exactly, definitely. They definitely are very small.
So speaking of big questions, what are you going to do after you graduate?
I recently got accepted into the Accelerated Master's program at U of A. I am actually going to stay an extra year here and complete my master's in molecular and cellular biology, and then hopefully go to physician assistant school. This is my ultimate end goal, but that's probably a few years down the road.
Can you describe for me what physician assistant school is like?
It's pretty much like fast track med school in a sense. So it's like 2.5 years, and you're pretty much doing everything a doctor can do without, like, you can't own your own practice, and you can't like you're doing everything under a physician, but you're pretty much able to do the same things.
Delaney, do you ever listen to music?
So I pretty much will listen to like any music. I like did choir in high school. So I'm like, and like show choir, especially. So I am really into pop music. Anything that interests me, anything that has like a good beat or good lyrics, I'm pretty much hooked on.
Do you do a lot of singing in the car?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. Like I have this fantasy that one day I'll be singing a song on the radio in the car, and I'll look over at the car next to me and someone else will also be singing it. Someday that will happen. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday, Delaney.
Thank you for having me.
Este es jueves y es producido en Tucson. Para más información acerca de este y otros programas, visite kxci.org.